Hello, my friends. Welcome. Welcome to Pause 2-3, the podcast that dives deep into the beautiful, messy, and transformative journey of life. Join us as we explore the highs and the lows, the twists and the turns, and the moments of growth that shape who we are. Through candid conversations and inspiring stories, we will uncover the power of unlearning limiting beliefs and embracing our true, authentic selves. This is a space where vulnerability is celebrated, where darkness is met with light, and where we come together to remind each other that we are never alone in this journey. So grab a cup of your favorite, take a deep breath, let's press pause on the chaos of life to find moments of clarity, connection, and courage. Welcome to Pause 2-3. I'm Jen, the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, welcoming you on this journey with me. Welcome, my friends. Fridays are going to be dedicated to all things codependency. I do want to first state that this podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, or give professional advice. I do strongly encourage anyone who may feel they are in a codependent situation and want to explore this a little deeper to definitely reach out to a mental health professional, a psychologist, a social worker, somebody that can help you a little more if this is stirring up some things inside you. I am simply sharing things that I have been discovering about myself on my journey in order to shed some light for others who may be feeling like I was. So we're going to unravel the complexity of codependency, and we're going to dig into the depths of the soul. We're going to uncover truths that can transform our lives. For those that are just joining me now, I am a spiritual life coach. My name is Jen, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet. And I am just here to simply guide you, invite you to join me on my journey of self-discovery and healing. So like I said, today we're going to begin to explore the complex topic of codependency and how it impacts our spiritual well-being. So what is codependency? Codependency is a behavioral condition that goes beyond the surface level of enabling another's addiction or poor mental health. It's a deep-rooted pattern of behavior. It normally stems from a deep need for approval and an unhealthy attachment to relationships that is generally starts in childhood. So when we're caught in the web of codependency, what happens is I've been discovering that we really lose touch with our true self, and we become entangled in the needs and desire of others. So the first step to understanding codependency is recognizing the signs within ourselves. So were you like me, and do you find yourself constantly seeking validations from others? Or are you constantly struggling to set boundaries and having a really hard time prioritizing your own needs? That was me. And this is what kind of led me into this self-exploration and self-reflection time. Because these are common indicators of codependent behavior. And what I noticed is that they were really hindering my spiritual growth and my inner peace. So the core of codependency, there lies a fear of abandonment and a belief that our worth is tied to how others perceive us. So our worth, we feel, is based upon how others perceive us rather than having a strong sense of self-worth. And this distorted view of self-worth can lead us down a path of allowing and enabling destructive behaviors in others. We sacrifice our own well-being in the process. So to break free from this cycle, it's really important, and this is what I found, is to embark on a journey of self-love, self-acceptance, and self-compassion. So once we, you know, kind of understand that, okay, this is maybe codependency might be, kind of what the patterns are that I've been in. So healing from codependency requires us to reconnect with our own inner light, you know, that spark that resides deep within each of us. So as we continue on these Fridays, these series on codependency, I want to continue to look at ways to further understand and, more importantly, unlearn many things that we may have picked up along our journey so far that have contributed to codependent behavior patterns. And what I've really found is that by cultivating a deep sense of self-awareness and compassion, I really began to unravel patterns that were keeping me trapped in codependent relationships. And now keep in mind, these relationships doesn't have to be your partner. It can be with friends, it can be with parents, it can be with family. And that's what makes it kind of tricky sometimes to look at codependency, is because we don't want to believe or accept that we have these unhealthy relationships with these people that we claim to love, or that we do love, but we are just a little bit lost in loving ourselves first. And remember, friends, it's never easy to pour from an empty cup. So we always need to fill ourselves with love and compassion and kindness first if we're going to put that out into the universe and live in a way that is kind and compassionate and loving. So I've really found that through mindfulness practices such as meditation, and just spending time sitting and reflecting on emotions and patterns, it's really helped me to align with my true essence and reclaim my inner power and start to see my worth from within and not have to seek it from external sources. So once we begin to release the codependency, it's then that we can open ourselves up to a world of possibilities and growth. And friends, isn't that what life is all about? Growing and learning to live our true authentic life. And I found that by nurturing our spiritual, our mental, our holistic well-being, and honoring our true authentic self, it's then that we can build relationships that are based on mutual respect and love. Because friends, remember, we are all worthy of love and belonging just as we are. We were put here on this glorious earth in this time frame that we're here because we have a purpose, and that purpose is to live our true authentic life. And if we're caught up in codependency, and if we're, you know, not feeling good about ourselves, it's really hard to live that life of ourselves because we're so busy trying to people please. So as we finish up for this Friday, I want to invite you to take a moment to reflect on your own relationship dynamics, and perhaps look at any patterns of codependency that you may not have noticed. I want you to embrace the journey of self-discovery with an open heart and a willingness to heal. Friends, together, I truly believe that we can light the path to spiritual freedom and inner peace simply by living our true authentic life and learning to love ourselves. Thanks for joining me today on this episode of Embracing Your Inner Light and Opening Our Eyes to Codependency. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe this podcast wherever you may be listening. And also feel free to share it. And next Friday, we're going to be looking at some signs of codependency. So what codependency might actually look like in your life. Until next time, my friends, may you walk in the beauty of your true authentic self. And let your true light shine brightly in the world as it was intended to. Until next time, sending you much peace, love, and kindness.
So as we say goodbye for now, thank you for sharing your precious time with me. And until next time, be kind to yourself and others. Peace and love to you all. Now, if you like this podcast and its vision, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts to say thank you. Or leave me a comment. If you have an idea or some topics or some guest speakers you'd love to hear about, please share them with me as well. Thanks, guys. Take care. Until next time.